Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Dalet Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're still in the middle of Simen Tov Samach Zayin, and today we're going to do Sif Yud Gimel. Just a little background information. We've discussed already many times Hagolas Kelim, going and kashering a keli. So the normal way that we kasher a keli is that we don't use it for 24 hours. And this way, any absorptions that come out of the keli are by definition going to be blios that are no same tam lufgam. The taste that comes out after 24 hours is presumed to be bad. So here we're going to be talking about kashering a keli that's a bas yoma, that is a kli that was used within 24 hours. We normally don't allow this to be kashered, but as we'll see in Dear Shu footnote number 78, so that din of not kashering a kli that was used that day is only when you're dealing with isser. Here we're going to be dealing with chametz, and if we're doing this before Pesach, you're doing the Hagolah when it's still mutter to have chametz, this blios that would come out and then potentially would go back in, which is a concern, would be what we call not bar not, no same tam bar no same tam, dehetera. It is considered a type of kashering that is permitted, even with a bas yoma or ben yoma type of a pot. There is an opinion that we brought down previously that even though it's heter at this time, it's still considered not by not the isura, but we're going to be working with the presumption over here that you'd be allowed to go and kasher this ben yoma pot or bas yoma pot on Erev Pesach when it's just been used that day or within 24 hours because of this not bar not the hetera concept. So normally we wouldn't allow this type of kashering, but here we do because it's not really usher before Pesach starts. So with that little background, we can begin Sif Yud Gimel. And the Mechaber tells us, Im Hegilu Yora Mechumetzes. If you're going to do Hagola, in other words, you're going to kasher a pot by placing it in boiling water, that this pot was a chometz sticker pot, and bas yom, it was used within the last 24 hours. And as the Mishneh Berurah will explain in Siv Katan Samachay, we're dealing over here, umayre shehigilu kodem zman isuro, that we did over here the Hagolah before 11 o'clock, the fifth hour of the day, when the Issa Durabonin comes into place, and certainly before the Issa Duraisa at noon comes into place. So in this situation, we're talking about the Hagolah was done in a permissible time. As the Mishneh Berurah says, di lav hochi, if you were to do the Hagolah when it's already Osir, then ein lahagil kli shu ben yom, and then the normal laws of Hagolah would apply over here, kimavur, lel and simon tofnu and beis, which will learn those laws, and that you're not allowed to go and do Hagolah on a ben yomo pot that has Issa inside of it. So if you do this once chometz is Osir, then you wouldn't be allowed to do this Hagolah. So by definition here we're talking about a Hagolah that was done on a permissible Ben Yomo item. Again, as we spoke out in the issue footnote 78, this goes according to the opinion of not by not Hetera, because the Chometz is considered Hetera. And the Mishneh Berurah continues and says, V'nokadam chabad ben yomo, we specifically gave the example here of Ben Yomo. We'll go, the Lashon over here, Ben Yomo, Bas Yomo, seem to be interchangeable. The Im Hayor Elohi saw Bas Yomo, that if the pot over here had not been a bas yoma pot, in other words, it hasn't been used for 24 hours, so then, af hamei hagola, asmin utar b'pesach, then, this liquid that comes out over here that you did the hagola in and of itself, it only has no same tam lufgan blios in it, and then it would actually be mutter to drink that on Pesach. Why? Kivun shehegilu kodem Pesach, because you did the hagola before Pesach, v'hein eino b'nei yomim, and there's no good taste in there, it's all bad taste, kimvul el, and simon tofen and aleph, we previously learned, and in simon tofen and zayin, and sifhei, and the hagon, the ramah over there, ayin sham, and therefore, that would definitely become now batel in the liquid over here, and therefore it would be permissible to actually drink this on Pesach. And furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, Vada, dim ha'gola hoya besocha Pesach, if you did this ha'gola on Pesach itself, then you got a bigger problem. Ozaf ilum ha'yore eino bas yoma, then even if it's not been used within 24 hours, but you did the ha'gola on Pesach, then any liquid from over here would be osur. Osur amayim shebabor, if you pour this into a well, into a pit, then all of the water in the pit would be osur, according to the Machmir Pinin Ladas, Ramol Le'el, and Simon Tophim Zayin Sif Yud, in the Hagah over there, which we're reminded in Dir Shu footnote number 79, that the Ramol over there said, that tam lufgam on Pesach, even a mashu, is osur afilu b'diyevet. So if you did this on Pesach, even though it's a tam lufgam, it would still be osur. Sharatzion Os Kuf Yud Zayin brings us down the name of Eris Achronim, and they say Afilu Yesh Shishim Negdom. Even if there is more than 60 in it over here, it still would be Osir because the Makom Shenoagim LaHachmir Afilu Benosin Tam Lufgam Umashu Shisteim Yachtav Gam Kinosa. Because here we're going on Pesach Luchumra for Chometz, so even though it's a Nosin Tam Lufgam, and even though it's only a Mashu, we still say that it would be Osir according to this Machmir opinion of the Ramah that we brought down here, and based upon the previous statements of the Ramah. So in any event, again, we're talking here about that you did the Hagala on this pot, the Chometzdika pot, that was a Bas Yomo, but you did the Hagala before the Isser began on Pesach, on Erev Pesach. And now what happens to these waters? You did the Hagala, the pot is now kashered, no problem with the pot, but what happens with the water? This water that you did the Hagala on, now, v'yardu hamayim hamuchu motzim, this water that now has Chometz blios inside of it, that are not Heter anymore, because now this is talking about Yardu Hayam Hamayim Hamukhumatsim. The Mishnah Berurah tell us it now falls in after the Zman Isser Labor into your well over here, into your pit with water. Besalcha Pesach. Now this occurs on Pesach after the Zman of Isser. So now these waters, Asur Lishtos Meim of the Pesach. You can't drink from this entire well on Pesach. Bishvil Shenis Arvu, because it has a mixture over here of Chometz in the water, mixing in with the rest of the well water, the pit water over here, your stored reservoir of water, and none of this water can be drunk on Pesach. That's the simple statement over here, the Mechaber, which the Mishnah Berurah, in both the Mishnah Berurah and in his commentary, the Bir Halacha, will expand upon further. So now let's see this inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Samach Vav. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hainu, that we're talking here, as I already mentioned, Hayirid Dohaya Besocha Pesach. The Hagola, Aval Hagola, Hayakon Pesach. The Hagola was done when it was still Mutter, so the opinion over here is that the Hagola was done, it's not Barnat the Hetera, but the Mayim now has run into the bar after the Zman of Isser already. The issue footnote number 80 brings down, wait a second, Vafapi Shetama Chomet Shabolo Me Hagola Kodem Pesachu, not Barnat, even though over here, the Chomets that went into the water was not Barnat. Ukli ben Yomo, Shehugal Kodem Pesach Mutu Mishum, not Barnat de Teira, as we've already explained, both early today in previous Shiurim and in Dirshu footnote number 78. So even though in this situation, the pot is not a problem, and that's because the Prima Gadim writes, the Mayim over here, the water, is different than the pot. The water over here is not Barnat. The pot is not Barnat, Barnat. And that's why the pot is permissible. Klomar, he says, Shlosh nos netam over here. Number one, Tama Chometz nivel b'kli. The Tam of the Chometz was originally absorbed in the Kli, and it expelled it into the Mayim that Bolu mea Kli. And now, HaKli Chazer u Bolu mea Mayim. This is the third time now that the Blios over here are going back into the pot. But the water, it's just two. Yesh Tam shall not Barnat, Ulefiko Chem Asurim. And since this water is now on Pesach, so this is Osir. So the pot is permissible, but the water is not. And he says further, Ubenidon, Haim Mutul, Me, Shehigil, Kodem Pesach, Lahashos, Isameagol, the Vesa of Pesach, can you go and keep this water in your house? So again, they lived sometimes in places where water wasn't prevalent, so they didn't want to get rid of the water that they had. So the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tov Ben Beis said that would be permissible, Mutter. However, he says you have to make sure that you put it away, your Matzniyah in a room, Shehen Rogil Lech Lasham. If you haven't been to Eretz Yisrael, you sometimes see they had huge caverns underneath their houses where they would collect water because Israel didn't have waters coming down in rain all year long, so they'd have to save the water for the rainy season in various caverns and cisterns underneath their houses. So therefore, you wouldn't want to get rid of this water over here, but you weren't allowed to drink it on Pesach, so therefore they would keep it in a permissible way. They would hide it away, and therefore wouldn't be concerned that you come to use it on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, V'im ha-yirid do ha-yogam ken kodem Pesach, if the waters, however, went into the bor, when it was still permissible to have chometz, and the Shaar HaTzion, Oshud Ches, brings this down, the name of the Morgan Avram, explaining the words of the Mechaber over here, if the water entered into the pit when it was still heter, then nizbatlu hamayim b'shishim b'mayim shebabor. Then certainly we can say over here that the water became batel, the chometz dika water, so to say, entered into the larger amount that you had 60 against it in the pit, and therefore the water became batel. Now, if you note over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschul Labor B'socha Pesach, he says, look at the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, I didn't bring down, V'lo Hatakti Mashikos V'Taz. I didn't bring down over here an alternative opinion from the Taz, who says that sometimes the water could still be Osir even in this situation. The Lefamim Af B'Dievet Osir, in a situation, Heva Dekovu V'Kaimi, where the water was collecting over here. Now, what are we talking about? Klomar, we see in Dirshu footnote number 23, Shemei Hagolu Nisharim Bechelek Ha'Elyon Shemei Abor. The water is very, very calm, so it doesn't really mix. There's not enough brownian motion over here to allow mixing of the water, and the top layer of the water over here is really all the chometzdika water. And therefore, Nimso Shatam Shenifla Me'akli, and therefore, the taste that was from the Kli, that went into this pit over here, so the taste that was from the water that had the Hagala done to it doesn't mix, and there's not Shishim against it on Pesach. So in this situation, the Taz says it's no good to drink it. However, the Chafetz Chaim brings down from the Sefer Nahar Shalom that he disagrees with this. Also, the Sefer Bigdei Yesha disagrees with this. And they both say, the Dover Tzolul lo shayach zet. Even though it's clear water, we don't say that it doesn't mix. And they even question, how could it possibly be that the holy mouth of the Taz even said such a thing? So in any event, the Mishnah Berurah says, I didn't bring this down over here. However, he does bring down, and this you can see in Shaar HaTzion, Os Kuf Yud Tes is from the Bach, the Yesh Machmirim. There is a more Machmir opinion over here that says, even Dafilum Yeshishim Negdom, even though this water fell in before this Zman of Isser, and you have 60 against the Mehagola, nevertheless, Ein L'shtamish Osun Mayim L'chadchila, you shouldn't drink such water on Pesach L'chadchila. Why? Because Kivin De'efsha Bakal Limtso Mayim Achem. Because you have plenty of other sources of water, assuming that you do. Again, that's why L'chadchila, if you have other sources of water. Today, we have, Baruch Hashem, many other sources of water. You turn on the tap and you get other water, so you don't have to take the water from this reservoir and don't use it. Now here we have an unusual thing. There almost is like a Dibur HaMaskel over here in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah. Also Lishtos Meimav in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurahs. This is in large block print over here, bolded. And therefore, it would almost suggest that this was a separate comment that the Mishnah Berurah had over here that's just not listed as a Siv Katan. In any event, he says, also Lishtos Meimav, you can't drink this water. But Vim Avar Obishal Mehem Tavshel, if instead of not drinking this water, you then use this water over here to cook something in. So the Prima Gadim writes, because of a Prima Gadim, the Yesh Lahatir, you can be makel over here in a situation in who have Sid Meruba. You use this water and cook 20 chickens. So now you got a huge financial loss over here. So then we wouldn't say bidyeved that those chickens in this have Sid Meruba situation are all osir. Why? Kivin da Hagolah yakon Pesach, because technically the Hagolah was done before Pesach, and therefore it's not really chametz, it's really batel. So b'di'evid, you can rely upon that. And the Mechaber had said over here that you can't drink this water on Pesach because it is really mixed in, even the water in the pit is now mixed in with the water that was chametz tikkun water from the Hagolah. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirish, af lamatirin sonein la'el, even though we previously said in this siman that cold water doesn't allow the chametz to disseminate within it, mishum de'enu nosin tam klal, the cold water doesn't allow the distribution of the chametz tikkun tam. Nevertheless, here it's different. It's not the tam that's disseminating, it's the mamashus over here that's really disseminating. We call makam hocha aser, here we say that it's aser. And the reasoning is, the ayudation is arvo, because the waters are mixing. Hari guf hechometz marbo. The water that was from the Hagala has blios of real chometz, which are mamashus inside of it. And it's not that the taste is then disseminating, but it's that actual water with the mamashus that's disseminating. And therefore, that is why it's aser. Now he brings down a very important new din. He says, if you were to find in your well water, im nimso garini tvor beber mayim bepesach, if you find seeds of wheat in your well water on Pesach, so what's the halacha? Is this all now chametz tikkun water and you can't drink from your wells? So he brings down kosu achronim. You can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Kuf Chav Beis in the name of Chayyadim and other achronim. Sheroi lizar, you should be careful. B'chol ma'ase efshar, as much as you can, even according to the opinion that says you can drink something that has chametz that fell into because the chametz won't be disseminated throughout the water. In our case over here, even according to that makel opinion, we have to be concerned. Because maybe the seeds of wheat were here for more than 24 hours and it's kavush kimavushal, vavi kavush, and it does spread even though it's cold. However, the bottom line, you call Makom, he says, La halacha, in Eilam Mayim Achayim, this is the one well for that entire area. Kivin Shechayav Tluimbo, you can't live without water. Yesh Lahatir Mitam Svek Sveker, then you can rely upon this because of the following Svek Sveker. What is that? Number one, maybe Shemel Akshav Nafla, maybe the Garin over here, the seeds, fell in only now. And therefore, it's not Kovish Kemavushal. And if you want to say maybe it fell in more than 24 hours ago and it's actually been in the water for 24 hours, and then kovush kimavushol, maybe shemalon is baka v'nisrachicho atoch mi'esleis. Maybe it hasn't split and been in the water for 24 hours when it's split, and therefore v'lo nasa kovush b'shor shenasa chometz, and therefore the chometz hasn't been kovush kimavushol, and therefore it's a svek svek over here. Number one, we don't know when it fell, and even if it fell, we don't know when it split. So therefore, v'samchina la poskim, you can therefore rely upon the poskim that say that tzonin eino osir b'lik visha, that cold water doesn't disseminate the taste of the chametz unless it's there for 24 hours, and then it's kovish kibavushal. Here, there's a svek svek that say that that doesn't happen. However, the issue footnote number 85 brings down, b'makom she'ein chayev tluyim bo. You have five different wells. You have tap water. So then we bring down, she'ben nispaka. If the grains have been split, you shouldn't rely upon the svek sveka. And he says, this would be true even b'makom hefsid meruba, even if there's a great financial loss. Use the other water. But if it's nisrachecha only, if it's not definitely chametz, it's only soft and swollen, so then efshel lismoch alav b'makom hefsid meruba. Then you can rely upon it for hefsid meruba situations. The issue footnote number 84 brings down over here, lishtamish b'mayim elu tzorach matzos mitzvah, to use such water, which may be b'dieved you're allowed to drink, but to use this water to make your matzos mitzvah, that we've already said you shouldn't do. Ein lishtamish b'em, why? Because that's not called matzos shmuras. Matzos shmura that you're using for the mitzvah has to be shamur on not only the grain side, but on the water side as well. And here, you wouldn't rely upon a svek sveka to say that it's shmura matzah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Uprusas lechem shenim taber." If you define the actual pieces of bread in this well, then we've already learned this din, ILL in Sif Katan Samach Beis, where the issue footnote number 86 reminds us that there we said, if it's cold, it would be mutter because it doesn't disseminate. Mikol Makam, however, he says, "Mayim tzoninim shenim so besochem prusas lechem mepesach hariyem asurim." But if you do find cold water that has pieces of bread in it on Pesach, you can't use that water. Lefisha darka sheprusas lechem lisparu, because mistama, the bread is broken up. So if you find actual pieces of bread there, you have to assume that there are actual pieces of bread that are dissolved. They're not disseminating the taste. They've actually dissolved in there, and they'll dissolve even in cold water. And even straining it will not help in this situation, as we brought down previously. And this leads to an extremely important question. What about, not wells, but something like the Kinneret, which supplies water to all of Eretz Yisrael? People constantly are throwing bread into the Kinneret. There's chametz in the Kinneret. Are you allowed to drink waters from the Kinneret in all of Eretz Yisrael on Pesach? So this is a very, very weighty question, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, and as well as brought down in the Chazon Ish Zatzal, all said that ein bekach isser. You can drink such waters without a concern. Why? Because the isser mashu over here, such a small amount, which we normally would say on Pesach is also even as a mashu, has to still be a significant amount of mashu. Has to be gadol dayo kideshi yurgash b'chush de'odam, that you should at least have the potential to taste it over here. And the Yam Kineret is just too big to say that you could have any sort of a taste over here that's present from any chametz that's there. And this is also similar to what it's brought down in Sefer Yoshua. In Shelus Shuvos, Sefer Yoshua says it has to have enough to have a taste over here. And if you just have it mixed in over there, but it's not even a potential to have a taste, it's impossible to give a taste into the Yam Kineret, and therefore, all the poskim say that one could drink the waters of Yam Kineret on Pesach. A very, very important kula. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here and he says, Mishnah Rotzeh Lishov V'Pesach Miberu Shel Akum O Miberu Shel Yisroel Shelo Nizar B'Hem Michometz Kol Hashana. If you want to use well water from a non-Jewish person or from a Jewish person who's not careful about not having chometz in his well water all year long, so then he says, ideally, Nachon Yishesanin Hamayim B'Beged Noki should strain this water over here B'Chol Pam Shov, every time that you draw it from this well. However, the issue footnote number 87 says this is the Ikra Din. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav says we're not choshesh for this over here, that you have to strain it over here, because if you really were to be concerned about this, the straining really doesn't work. So this is just a minog over here, which he says, Ikra Din says you don't have to do. And with this, we conclude today's shir.